I started early, took my dog. Emily Dickinson.
Novelist, memoirist, and poet Joseph DePrisco published his fourth book of poetry, My Last Resume, New and Collected Poems, in 2023. His work has appeared in numerous journals and periodicals, and his poetry has been awarded prizes from Poetry Northwest, Bear Star Press, and Breadloaf. Joe champions writers, artists, educators, and students through his decades of teaching and his involvement with organizations dedicated to the arts, theater, and children's mental health. Joseph joins us remotely via Zoom. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Joseph, what poems have you brought for us today?
The satrap will see you now, because later he has a tennis date. He'd delight in a bowl of figs, your fatted calf, a bucket of balls. These days he likes a little company. Take a shot if you can tell a joke. The loneliness of a satrap is the hood on his falcon, a goat on the side of a hill. When he graduated first in his class from satrap school, was he a tent on fire? Taxes to levy, rebellions to crush, aspiring maidens to bed. They would feed him grapes. He'd shave their legs. He updated his threaded gold caftans. He encrusted his shoes with gems. Satrapping around took its toll in time. His memoirs did not take off. Nobody in Hollywood took his call. Take the satrap to work day was a bust. Edicts were ignored, decrees mocked. He begged the dog to chase the ball. The Saluki preferred the rabbit dream. The satrap will see you now. Tomorrow he beheads himself in the square. Being at home in you, seasons house us, tongue and groove, ducks and beams, love in search of other worlds, my heart and hands are full in this, joist and clamp, mortar and stud, roof, frame, floor, tongue and groove, size, desire, this is all that is, transferred load, flashing and frame, stairs and tile, pitch and stone, plumb and charge, tongue and groove. To fit snug in one world is all that holds me here in thrall to time. Flue and wall, window and door, insulating brace, stucco and trim, conduit you, tongue and groove. Poem in which no one appears to show up for his party. The cleanup committee seemed elated, and so were the old friends who could never talk heart to heart during parties. Amaryllis and periwinkle, everywhere birds of paradise, and the not bad champagne chilled down. And before I knew it, no one showed. This was good, I guess, for somebody's grandfather, who post-surgery would have laughed too hard, and the big guy I would never invite, who leaks out tears near the fireplace, the incredible comeback and drive into the power pole. At least you know whose husband didn't challenge the whole room to arm wrestle and didn't get caught in the sauna, which you can't be serious. At least what's her name? Black clunky shoes, black turtleneck, black carroted hair, didn't read the idiot sprawled in the love seat. At least no one fed the Japanese fighting fish pate. And no one had the bright idea of introducing the Rottweiler to the toucan. The whole night, not a whisper of Tarantino. Nice that pillows won't lounge on the lawn, that no trembling earring washes out to sea. And good thing the paparazzi will be out of sight when I turn into the life of my own party and the wallflower sweeps me off my feet. Poem in which he shares what he learned today at the spa. I should take better care of my biggest organ, says the spa news, and they mean my skin. Were you aware that you shed 5 billion dead skin cells a day? That dead skin accounts for 80% of household dust? If you're anything like me, you won't put off hiring that domestic help. In the spa, I also learned from watching the younger smooth organs pass me by how to grow old gracelessly. In addition, you have 28,000 pressure points and 72 channels or so for chi, that the state of California considers my diet a Class B felony. As I wait here in my plush terry robe and smart red rubber espadrilles, I would not dream of telling alien abductors where to harvest. But here has got to be more fertile than Roswell, New Mexico. Today I found out, too, that I do not technically need sex to survive, though it may in fact need me. Now I mentioned, not to brag, that my second biggest organ is my linchpin, my third my thalwig, or is it my lunette? Did you know that when I am in love, my biggest organs sing, that the air tastes sweet, that your name is a lozenge down the slide of my throat? I was all primed for the herbal body wrap, though it was not rosemary and thyme, and up pops the potpourri migraine again, which is when it dawned that I too will someday die, and that deluxe spa packages would not be ill-advised. No wonder on this slick ointment, all I want for lunch is extra salt with my six margaritas. Pry from my face the cucumber wedges. Let me and my supple nib breathe.
You've been listening to poems by Joseph DePrisco on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.